Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Ross here with your very first installment of Miss Ross Reads Poems in Terrible Accents. So we are going to start with London. Apologies in advance for my terrible British accent, but this is a poem written by William Blake, an English poet. After I'm done reading the poem, I will be discussing some key quotes for you to remember for your exam. All right, here we go. I wander through the chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, and mark in every face I meet, marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through street midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. That was amazing. All right, your top three quotes. Firstly, the repetition of every in stanzas 1 and 2, which is meant to show the impact of the situation, which is how terrible London is, on everyone. And this is supported in mind-forged manacles in stanza 2, which is the idea of being trapped in handcuffs. But because it is in the mind, Blake is suggesting that there is a possibility for change, and there is a possibility for more equality. And lastly, I would use hapless soldiers' sighs run in blood down palace walls. You could break that up when you're talking about it and talk about the soldier's sigh as separate from the second bit of the quote. But the main idea there is that the people are suffering for their country, and the walls are indicating kind of symbolic for the fact that the government has distanced itself and doesn't actually care about the people. So remember, William Blake does want people to change. He does want the situation to get better. This was written right after the French Revolution. So all of those quotes are help emphasizing the power differences, but also the idea that the people can make changes to their circumstance. Hope you enjoyed your first installment, and I hope you enjoy the later ones. Thanks!